Keep your text coming through. One here. Hey, Dwayne, had the pleasure of meeting Sammy Edmund on the weekend at the Power Core function at the Pies v Port game. What a man. He even got a selfie with me. On you, Sammy. That's Peely and Inverley. Welcome to you, Sammy.
I did see Peely, Dwayne. It was great to put, occasionally, I'm sure this happens to you a lot, a face to the texter.
It is. I run into quite a few of the people that call the show. As we know, my son's in the music industry, got a few venues. So he's got one in Ballarat and Bendigo, and there's a new one at Northcote. So every now and then someone comes up. If you do see me around, come and say hello. I'm more than happy to say hello and, you know, shake your hand. Now I can shake hands again. It is fun to put some faces to the names and get so many calls and texts coming through. It's a community, and it's nice to be part of your community.
Yeah.
Sammy, great to have you part of it as well. And you've been getting out and about. You've been on the phones today. What have you been dug up today?
Yeah, well, I'm just speaking of communities, what about the Navy Blue community, Dwayne? I reckon they're on eggshells this week. Perhaps a little bit fearful and nervous their side have a difficult run into the finals if they are, in fact, to make it after this long and, I reckon, largely impressive campaign. Could it all go belly up at the last minute? Now, Jacob Wietering, he spoke this morning on a range of subjects down there at on Royal Parade, Dwayne. He did speak. We'll play a bit of audio now on embracing their last 3 weeks, obviously, Brisbane, Melbourne and Collingwood, a really tricky running. But as you're about to hear, Jacob Wietering, the defender, was embracing the challenge of the last 3 weeks of the home and away season.
I mean, it's pretty positive. You look at our position at the moment on the ladder, and I think we've won 12 games, 13 games. So, look, we're taking it 1 week at a time. Obviously, it was a disappointing result against Adelaide over there, but we've got Brisbane, a fantastic opportunity this week. Obviously Melbourne and Collingwood to finish off, and I guess if we are going to be testing ourselves later on in the year, these are the teams we're going to be playing against. So we'd rather find out now and take it week by week, and massive opportunity this week against the Lions.
Now, that was Jacob Wietering, Dwayne. I think alongside Alex Keith, the biggest selection news from the weekend was obviously Jack Silvani and that shock omission. All the football, all the hats he's been asked to wear at Carlton this year, and Mark Pitnett comes in, he gets omitted. As it turned out, he played the majority of the game anyway, but Jacob Wietering was always going to be asked about this, and this is how he responded.
I look at it this way. We're in a really strong position from a list point of view, and to have problems like that is a little bit of a privilege, I guess. In previous years, it's probably been a pretty set 22, and there's guys on the fringe that probably won't be pushing for selection, but now we've got a group of 34 guys that are looking to get picked up and play in the starting 22, and I think Jack's attitude and the way he went about it, he actually travelled and obviously played a fair portion of the game late, so he's, again, I go back to the attitude, he was terrific on the weekend, and obviously he was disappointed, and the group for him, he's been a player that's done his job throughout the year, and he'll look to do the same obviously this week or the next week whenever he gets picked again.
So that was Jacob Wietering earlier on today, Dwayne. He acknowledged, actually, last 6 weeks, really up and down, inconsistent. Brisbane at the Gabba on Sunday, 3:20, and he acknowledged it was 23 missed tackles against the Crows at the Adelaide Oval, so clearly something they can work on during the week.
So what's the headline out of that? Jacob Wietering confirms that the dropping of Silvani was a problem, given that he said it's a good problem to have. Can we jazz that one up headline-wise to get people to click on that one?
I'm not sure what the answer is with it either, Dwayne, because it's not like he was dropped for poor form. I think we can all agree on that. He was more a victim of circumstance. So, I mean, if those are the chess pieces that Michael Voss has at his disposal, it's hard. He's almost going to have to bludgeon his way in. Now, De Koning will get better with his timing, playing forward of centre more often. With Mark Pitnett in the ruck, I'm not sure where Jack, and as harsh as this might sound, where he might fit. And Carlton supporters might be able to educate us on that. But where would he play, given it's Kerno, Mackay, and obviously De Koning in the 50 and Pitnett in the ruck?
Yeah, he's got to be at least the sub again, but the bench is where I'd put him. You've brought up a new word, though. I can see that. So there's omitted, we've seen. Rested, we've seen. Circumstance. I like to see
victim
that.
Victim of circumstance.
Circumstance.
Well, you know, yeah, I'd like it. You know, once back in the day, we had Brad Ottens. I'm sure this, I'm not making this up. He was taken out of the side once in Geelong, Dwayne. They had it in brackets, facial soreness. So once I see facial soreness, I'm willing to roll out anything.
I reckon you can sub out with that, can you? As long as something's hurt, even if it's just your ego.
An eyelash in the eye, I reckon, is enough to get subbed out at the moment, Dwayne, to be honest.
Speaking of injuries, yeah. Have you got any news for us injury-wise?
Yeah, bad news at Hawthorn. Ned Reeves, who has so much promise in the ruck at that club at the moment, out for the rest of the season. He needs a shoulder reconstruction, Dwayne. So the Hawks have decided to put young Ned on ice for the remainder of the season. As I say, he's been pretty impressive, I reckon. 12 games this year, a bright future, but he will be putting cotton wool for the remainder of this campaign for Hawthorn. But some positive news at North Melbourne, and this guy, we've all been barracking for him for so long, a champion of that football club, Ben Cunnington, cleared to return to play this weekend, obviously at VFL level, just has to get through training this week, Dwayne. So some great news there at North Melbourne.
Yeah, some big retirement news as well. Today, one immediate, one after the weekend.
Yeah, huge. Josh Kennedy, he will get his farewell game this Sunday against Adelaide at Optus Stadium. That will mark his farewell. I said with Jared Waitley earlier on today, Dwayne, you are definitely, as Ron Burgundy would say, kind of a big deal if they're going to run limited edition T-shirts to mark the occasion. I know you've got your own brand, Dwayne, but we know where you sit. Josh Kennedy joining you. So the resume looks like this. 292 games as of now, 715 goals, premiership player, twice a Coleman medalist, three times an All-Australian, and that gold tally, 704 for the Eagles off his own boot, has him top of the pops there, West Coast all-time leading goal kicker. So once the reluctant other half of one of the biggest trades in the history of the game, of course, involving Chris Judd to the Blues. His grandma, Kathleen Kennedy, was unhappy with that at the time, but Nan's more than thrilled about it all now, Dwayne, given the way it's worked out. He was pick four in the 2005 draft and has fulfilled all of the talent he promised as a draftee and arguably more.
And was he mentored by Gazy when he first came to Melbourne? Was Gazy his mentor?
Oh, we'll have to put
Did he live with Gazy?
I'm going to have to put that to Andrew Gaze. In fact, when he joins us in half an hour, make sure that question gets answered, I reckon, Pipe.
Well, I reckon
you've dropped that on me.
I reckon my mum's okay. Yeah, so check that one out with him. Hey, before I let you go, I set you a task. So the pre-finals bye, is it between the end of the home and away and the final season starting? Is that confirmed by the AFL?
Yeah, the pre-finals bye is in, Dwayne. That is absolutely confirmed as by the AFL. It will coincide also with the opening weekend of the AFLW season. So that is lined up perfectly. So that's in place for the men, and the women will kick off as well.
Love your work, Sammy. Always great to have you on, and we'll talk again tomorrow. Sammy Edmund, SEN Chief Reporter for a McCafe Coffee Catch-Up. Treat yourself to a McCafe Coffee, and you could win a free barista-made coffee for a year. How about that? Free for a year, thanks to McCafe.